This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Late-season cold snaps that come after new plants begin sprouting in spring are not just bad for your garden, but also for bears. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel.
Researchers at the University of Nevada, Reno, studied more than 500 black bears in the Sierra Nevada mountains over two decades. They found late-season frost can wipe out berries, acorns, and pine nuts, the foods bears rely on in spring. When that food disappears, bears start roaming into towns and neighborhoods, looking for something to eat. Heather Reich is a co-author of the study.
We're getting a lot of human-bear conflicts increasing everywhere, and this is just one more trigger of that conflict.
Reich says tracking these patterns can help wildlife managers know when to warn the public and give hungry bears a little grace. After all, she says most aren't problem bears. They're just trying to get by when nature comes up short. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Colorado has set a new pace for EV adoption. That's the conclusion of the latest quarterly report from Colorado Auto Dealers. CPR's Sam Brash.
Between July and September, nearly a third of all new vehicles registered in Colorado came with a plug. That's slightly higher than California's EV adoption rate, and it marks the highest percentage ever recorded in any U.S. state. Drivers rushed to buy EVs across the country this fall before a federal tax credit worth up to $7,500 expired on September 30th. With the incentive gone, dealers expect EV adoption will drop over the next few months. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's 6:06.